After a heated debate last night, the Phoenix City Council has voted to end public prayer before council meetings and substitute that for a moment of silent prayer and reflection. The change comes amid controversy over plans by followers of the Satanic Temple in Tucson to give an invocation later this month. The council's decision will prevent the Satanists from doing so, but it had divided the community and city's leaders. KJZZ's Will Stone watched the meeting last night. Will, what were the choices facing the council?
Well, Mark, it was a huge showing at the meeting with dozens and dozens of speakers, and the entire deliberation lasted for several hours. And the issue has really dominated media coverage in the days leading up to the meeting. And the council had several options in front of them. One was to do an emergency rule change to the invocation process so that council members get to invite who comes before them, and that would have immediately gone into effect, so blocking the Satanists. Most of the speakers supported that approach and really painted this in biblical terms. One of them was a longtime Phoenix resident named Mona Constance.
This is a spiritual thing. This is in the spiritual realm. This is evil against good. And the devil is out, Satan is out to win. And we don't want to give him Phoenix.
Will, what was the other option?
The other option, Mark, was advanced by Councilmember Thelda Williams, and that was to substitute a moment of silence for the public prayer and have that effective immediately. That also would block the Satanists from giving a public prayer, but it was essentially a compromise, a way of not intentionally discriminating against the Satanists. The hope was put the city in better legal shape so they couldn't be challenged. One of the supporters of this proposal was a Phoenix resident and veteran named Leonard Clark.
This is a country where we are allowed to worship God in our own way. I support the moment of silence, you know, but to sit here and imply that just because we don't want you to pick a particular religion that I agree, I don't even want to say the word.
And that word, of course, Mark, was Satan. And Clark's basic point here was that a moment of silence isn't a tacit affirmation of the Satanic Temple. And it was a response that many council members had, including Mayor Greg Stanton and Thelda Williams, who were offended by the implication that just because they wanted a moment of silence, that meant they supported the Satanists. Their biggest opponent in this was Councilmember Sal DeCiccio, very vocal. And he pretty much said this was a way that the city was trying to ban prayer.
Their main goal, and I want to drive this home, is to silence the other side. And that's done through a moment of silence is basically a banning of prayer.
So, Will, why did the council ultimately go for a moment of silence? Why did they pick that option?
The Constitution. After all the public debate, several hours, the city attorney finally weighed in and said that changing the invocation process retroactively so that council members get to pick who would be speaking would put the city essentially on the side of a losing lawsuit. And the Satanists had already pledged to sue the city if that happened. Stanton, Councilmember Gallego and others said they had consulted, you know, constitutional experts, and this would put the city in constitutional peril, essentially. So that's why they voted for the moment of silence.
So after the vote last night, what's next?
Well, Sal DeCiccio and several other council members who were against the moment of silence have pledged to bring this to a vote of the people or find some way to get prayer back. I even spoke with the councilman this morning, and he says he's gotten in dozens and dozens of calls, and he's going to try to hold a special meeting to get this on the ballot. If not, they will go gather signatures and hopefully have it some. And he claims there are many ways that are constitutional to bring prayer back. And that's what he's going after.
That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Will, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.